You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's up, everybody? Alex Pardo. I want to welcome you and thank you for tuning in to episode 719 on the Flip Empire show. And I want to go ahead and encourage you guys to check out episode 718. I got really raw and vulnerable on that podcast episode about some stuff I was going through and what the lessons were. I used my personal story and experiences to hopefully share with you just the process I went through to kind of get out of the funk, so to speak. And I really want to encourage you to listen to it because while I may or may not know you, the one thing I do know is that you're listening to this and you're human and we go through stuff, right? We go through stuff in our lives. We go through stuff in relationships. We go through stuff in health and our business, whatever the case might be. And I think the lessons learned that I shared on episode 718 can hopefully connect with you and land in a way that can help you going forward. You might be in a season right now where you're quote unquote going through it. You might be unsure. There's a lot of uncertainty. Maybe there's fear that you're kind of like wrestling with or grappling with. So definitely check out episode 718, guys, because I got to admit it, sometimes I do a poor job of just promoting the show, putting it out on social media, letting people know about it. And so I need to do a better job of spreading my own message because I truly believe in what I'm sharing and the fact that I believe it can help you if you lean into it. So with that being said, guys, I want to go ahead and transition into the topic for today's episode. I've really been in a place of just kind of thinking through what is it that I'm meant to share with you? Who needs to hear something that I have to share either through my experiences or the experiences of people I get to work with, my different business ventures, different communities I'm a part of, et cetera. And I came across a Jim Rohn quote, the very inspiring Jim Rohn. And he said, I'm paraphrasing, progress cannot be made without making decisions. And I thought, you know, that could be a really good topic and focus for today's podcast episode, because a few days ago, I was on a mastermind call. If you guys have been listening to the show, you may have heard that for over a decade now, I have been getting together with two close friends of mine who are entrepreneurs in different spaces. And we mastermind for an hour every Wednesday at 7:40 in the morning. So again, we've been doing this for, I don't know, probably 11, 12 years. And it's an opportunity for us to hold space for each other and share what's going on. Not only like the challenges, but celebrating the wins. And sometimes these are deep conversations. And sometimes they're conversations that, like when I first kind of shared what I was struggling with at the moment, it turned into a much deeper conversation. Those are the magic moments when you open your heart and you're very vulnerable. You're just your true authentic self with the right people. And I was just talking about how like I need to do a better job of priority management, right? Like not necessarily time management, but I need to do a better job of priority management. And in October was a very, very busy, hectic travel month for me. We ran Ascend the first part of October, and then I went to back-to-back events after that. I think I got home on the 20th or 21st, and I had only been home for like 4 or 5 days, which is not the usual. That's an anomaly. And then I was invited just yesterday. We had a big summit, and I was invited to co-facilitate and co-pilot with a friend of mine about a summit on emotional intelligence. And I was preparing for that. And I've had a couple of other things going on. We recently had our Ascend Mastermind call. And so I was sharing with my dudes, I was like, I'm very much in a season now where I'm operating a lot in the business and I haven't been spending enough time on the business, right? And I'm talking about whether it be storage, Ascend, the different projects we have going on. I recently just onboarded a new team member, Erica. And so I've just had a lot on my plate. And I said, you know, I look at my calendar and my days are getting filled with calls and with Zooms. And if you know me, you know that I'm one to really guard and protect my time, right? Because it's important that I carve out time for me, right? Filling my cup, because I spend a lot of time pouring into others. And I think as leaders, as coaches, as entrepreneurs, I think we need to prioritize ourselves so that we can show up as the best version of ourselves for other people, especially for our family and those that really rely on us. And then lately, I've felt like I haven't just been as present as I want to be. And I get to explore that and step up in those areas of my life. And anyways, I was sharing with them that I've asked Erica, my new executive assistant, I said, I want you to protect my calendar, specifically the bookends of the week. I want you to protect my Mondays and my Fridays. And I had shared that with my previous assistant, Rachel. And yet, I think the pattern I've realized is that I like to say yes to people. And maybe some of that comes from my childhood and different things that we won't really talk about on this show because it won't really matter for you. But I have such a heart for giving and I want to help people that sometimes when people reach out, I say yes, and it's aligned with my purpose. And at the same time, it's in conflict with the things I'm trying to accomplish, the time I've set out for certain things. And my friend Armando, who recently joined our Ascend community, he said, Alex, do you have a decision matrix that you go through? And I kind of paused for a second. I'm like, that's really interesting. Do I have a decision matrix that I go through? And I was like, okay, well, tell me more, elaborate. He's like, yeah, like, how do you determine the decisions you make? How do you determine what to say yes and what to say no to? And I swear to you, I haven't heard this from anywhere else. I didn't take this because I'm the type of dude to like want to give credit to people when I hear something. And by the way, and I'll share that nothing is new and created. Everything has been said. Everything's out there. It just might be framed or said in a different way or from a unique perspective. And immediately, what I felt kind of God speaking through me, that even after I was like, I need to write that down because I don't think I've ever shared that before, or said that before. And it just kind of came through me. He goes to me, he challenged me. He goes, yeah, dude, how do you make decisions? And then I paused for a second. And the words that came out of my mouth, and I'm somewhat paraphrasing, I said, well, I run them through. Is it aligned with my faith? Next, I ask myself, is it aligned with my values? Thirdly, I ask, does it align with my vision? And then lastly, I say, is it going to get me closer to my goals? And then I stopped and I was like, yeah, FVVG. So that's what I want to share with you on today's podcast. I want to share with you this FVVG decision matrix framework that intentionally or unintentionally, I've been, I think unintentionally, because again, I hadn't quite put it in those words, but that's what I run and filter the decision matrix through. And there's an opportunity for me to explore how I can tweak that because like I just said a few minutes ago, sometimes they're in conflict with each other, right? Like again, as an example, sometimes I have on Instagram, a couple dudes recently who have reached out to me who will want to get into the wholesaling space. And it's been weighing on me because I got back to them, but we haven't carved out the time. It's been weighing on me because I want to be there for that person and help them because they're just getting started in the journey. And I was once there. We have all gotten started with something. And I look at the time I have available. And sometimes it's just not there. Or sometimes it's there, but it needs to be like in a week or so, whatever. And I haven't been operating that way. I've been operating with like, hey, dude, like I'll carve out some time for you today. But I've been doing that so often that it's now starting to pull me away from other things that are equally important or in some cases more important, right? Because if I'm there to serve and honor somebody else, but I'm not honoring myself, what am I really doing, right? By not honoring myself, what I've come to realize is I'm not honoring the people that rely on me. I'm not honoring my clients. I'm not honoring my partners or the different people I work with, whether it be storage, Ascend, lending side of the business, like all these different things. And so I think the summary and the takeaway is ask yourself if you're intentional or unintentional about how you make decisions. And the framework I'd like to offer you or invite you to explore is running it through that. Like, is it aligned with my faith? What are my belief systems? What is it I truly believe in my core? Does it align with that? And I would say that if it doesn't align with all of these, or at least three of the four, if not all of them, then maybe it's a pass, right? Somebody years ago told me that when you make decisions, it's got to be a heck yes. Anything short of that, it's just a no. In fact, we tell people when we have people that apply to be a part of our Ascend Mastermind community, that's one of the things that we share. And it's not a sales strategy. Like we mean it dead on. Like, hey, if we extend an invite for you to join, if it's anything short of a heck yes, let's do this. Like, how do we get started? It just means the timing isn't right. And that's not some ploy or strategy to like pull back and take away and get them to, that's not what it is at all. We really, really do mean that because I found that when people aren't all into something, they're not really going to experience and get the most out of it, right? And what you get out of something is what you put into it. That's part of my belief system. So going back to this FVVG matrix and decision-making framework is, I would encourage you to explore, does it align with your faith? Does it align with your values? Like, what are your values, guys? What is it you stand for? I forgot who it was that said it. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. What is it you stand for? Who are you, right? And you're not an entrepreneur of what you do to make money, or you're not what you do as your profession. Those are the things you do, but that doesn't make up who you are. Sometimes people might struggle with identity crisis because they're so wrapped up in what they do that they think it's who they are. And that's actually not the case at all, right? You are something much more than what you do to make money or what you do to make a living or what accolades you would like. That's the fluff, right? Like when you strip all that down, when you take away, in fact, the summit that I got to co-pilot and co-facilitate with my friend, John, Gino Wickman, was the keynote speaker. And if those of you don't know who Gino Wickman is, he wrote the book Traction, Get a Grip on Your Business, Rocket Fuel, and a bunch of other books. I think five main pieces of content. Years ago, I think 6-7 years ago, he sold EOS worldwide. EOS is the Entrepreneur Operating System. It was so cool to be a part of that experience and have him as a keynote, because in my wholesaling business, we hired for a lot of money an EOS implementer, and we went through that entire process of putting traction into our business, you know, operating on EOS, running level 10 meetings, IDSing things, right? Identify, discuss, and solve, VTO, vision, traction, organizer, like all these things we implemented in the business. And so it was cool to hear him. And what's interesting about Gino now is that he spent all his time working on people's outer world. In other words, helping people have an awesome, thriving business that makes a bunch of money, the outer stuff. And now he's focused on, he realized that despite all that, he sold EOS worldwide for a lot of money, there was still a feeling of emptiness. Something was missing. And he had experienced that with so many entrepreneurs that he's met that it really resonated with me, because that's what Ascend is all about. It's about people that not only want a better business, but want a better life. And the life part comes first. So you don't have to make the mistakes that so many guys have made to make millions and millions of dollars only to realize that they feel empty because something is missing inside. So now Gino's working with people from the inside out. And one of the exercises he took us through was stripping away. He had us close our eyes and he asked us to imagine that our business was taken away. And then our family was taken away and our material possessions were taken away. Like all these things were stripped. Who are you? And are you happy inside? Or are you feeling anxiety? Are you feeling frustration? Are you feeling lost? Are you feeling lonely? Are you feeling anxious? Are you feeling uncertain? And that would help you determine where you are in your emotional intelligence journey. So there was a lot more to it, but I'm just kind of trying to give you the gist. And really the takeaway is, who are you at your core? And going back to this FVBG framework, when you make a decision, does it align with your faith? Does it align with your values, right? Get clear on what your values are. Third, does it align with your vision? And some people mistake vision for goals. To me, the vision is the big picture. It's not the micro actions. It's not the micro things you want to accomplish. It's not the hurdles you want to climb or get around or over. Those are the things that happen on your way to the vision. But like, what's the big picture look like? And then the G is the goals. Like, what are your goals? What are the daily, weekly, monthly things that you need to accomplish to hit your quarterly rocks? And then when you add up your quarterly rocks, does it hit the big vision? All those things need to be aligned. Think of a rowboat or think of rowers, like, you know, that you see like 4 or 5 dudes or women and they're rowing. It's all got to be in the same direction. So I want to offer you that FVVG framework, because I had never, prior to Wednesday when I was on this call, I had never quite put it in those words. And I wrote it down because it resonated with me. And if it resonated with me, my hope is that it lands with some of you. So guys, that's what I got for you on today's podcast episode. I'd love to have you reach out and let me know. Like, I record these podcasts. I don't have a studio where I have guests come in live, although maybe that comes down the pipe. But yeah, feedback is something I value, regardless of the type of feedback, because it's information. And it allows me to then take that feedback to continue to pour into this platform, this podcast, so that I can hopefully reach you and reach more people. Speaking of that, make sure you're subscribed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any of these other platforms, wherever you consume your podcast, and then share the podcast with somebody. Like, as a podcaster, that's one of the biggest ways you can say thank you. That or leaving an honest rating and review. So that's my ask for you. If you got something out of this show, just continue to show up, continue to plug in, because I got more of my heart that I want to share with you. And make sure you check out episode 718, because that's a good one that I think I'd really like for you to listen to that one as well. So with that being said, guys, have an incredible rest of your week, wherever you are, wherever you may be listening. I'm rooting for you. You can do this, all right? Have a great one. Take care. One last thing before you go. If you have been listening to the show for a while and or you have been getting value from the show, I would be 100% honored if you would share this show with a friend, or maybe share it with somebody that you think could benefit from this. It's my mission, it's my cause, it's my purpose through Flip Empire to impact and touch people's lives and in their businesses. So it would be an honor if you would be willing to share this episode. And one last thing, make sure that you're subscribed so that you get notified every Monday and Thursday when shows get released. I look forward to connecting with you on the next one. Until then, have a great day.